Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Watchman is on the air.
With the speed of light, the lone
watchman,
daring and resourceful glider of the
airwaves,
let the fight for law and order return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The lone
watchman
rides again.
Kibo Sabe, you announce coming of Lord Jesus Christ. Tonto no, he is coming soon.
Yes, Tonto, these are the last days, the end times, that we live in. Praise the Lord, my friends, and welcome to tonight's program. Tonto and I thank you for tuning in. Just having a little fun, folks. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, speaking to you, the remnant of God, and to the others listening, the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. I have a personal announcement to make tonight. I thank all my dear friends and listeners who have prayed for and supported me since my wife Barb's passing 5 years ago. I met a fine Christian lady a while back who is an end times believer, and she supports my ministry fully. There are not many that will do that, amen. Sister Sharon had end of days visions that began at 5 years old, but she had no idea what they were until she was older. So apparently Yahweh had his hand on her for a long time, maybe even preparing her for marriage to his watchman. Sister Sharon and I are planning to be married on Saturday, April 21st, and we would appreciate your prayers and blessings. We thank you in advance. Amen. If you'd like to write Sister Sharon, just use the sign's address and put attention Sister Sharon in the corner of the envelope. Now for tonight's Last Days End Times Quick Bible Study, King James Version, as always. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. The word diligently means to look carefully, to beware, to look upon, to inspect, to oversee, to look after, to care for, like the care of the church which rested upon the shoulders of the elders. To be diligent so as not to cause another to fail and not become a partaker by one's own actions. For we are to produce children that will follow God's grace and not fail or fall away due to our own failings. We are to produce sweet fruit, not bitter fruit, as defined by the word root, which must be good to allow survival. Amen. But if an evil root is allowed to spring up, many will be defiled by it instead of being blessed and encouraged by Almighty Yahweh's grace. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
2:2.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for out of the depths of your sin shall come my justice. For you cannot escape the justice that I will deal out upon the land. For the land is sinful and deserves judgment, saith God. And I, the Lord thy God, am the judge of all things. And I will judge all things soon, very soon, as I return upon the earth, saith the Lord.
Do not be as one who is consumed upon the land, saith the Lord. For indeed in these last days a wind, a mighty wind, is blowing, saith the Lord. And for those who have not received my word, saith the Lord, shall be consumed as the chaff in the wind, blowing in the presence of a hot sun, and shall be no more. But I say unto you, and it is my promise, that you who would receive my word shall be nourished thereby and preserved thereby and saved from the hour of judgment, saith the Lord.
My, oh my, I sure pray that you listen to those two prophetic words. Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. And, of course, you always get the true truth right from God's holy word on this program, not the doctrines of men. Luke chapter 6, verses 29 through 31. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Watchman comment. The word hear, H-E-A-R, encourages you to understand and to perceive the sense of what is being said, to give ear to a teaching or a teacher, to comprehend, to understand, that they might hear in the spiritual realm, not in the physical realm. For if they cannot hear spiritually from the prophets and be persuaded, natural events will not persuade them either. Case in point, Jesus called Lazarus out from his tomb, and the effect did not last long. And then Jesus himself later rose from the dead, and that effect, once more, did not last long. A man's heart must be changed in true truth, spiritually by preaching, through repentance, for the effect to last for all eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right, and my friends, get ready. Al from Wisconsin obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and he is our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsor for tonight's program. Father, bless Al, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching his heart. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, my friends, the prophecy news behind the news, with, of course, my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective that you can only get on this program, Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Thanks, Barack. Record unemployment rate is forcing growth of tent cities. Thanks to Barack Obama's failed economic policies, tent cities have sprung up around 55 American cities. Today, 3 million more Americans are out of work than when President Barack Obama was first elected. 5,000 people now are living in dozens of homeless camps across the United States. One of the largest tented camps is in Florida and is now home to around 300 people. Others have sprung up in New Jersey and Portland, Oregon. Pinellas Hope in Central Florida, a region better known for the glamour of Disney World, is made up of neat rows of tents spread out across a 13-acre plot. And you're not hearing that on the mainstream news, are you? Continuing. FBI might shut down the internet on March 8th. Millions of computer users across the world could be blocked off from the internet as early as March 8th if the FBI follows through with plans to yank a series of servers originally installed to combat corruption. It certainly would be an interesting social experiment if these systems just got cut off, said Rod Rasmussen, President and Chief Technology Officer at Internet Identity. Continuing. Preschoolers' homemade lunch replaced with nuggets in Hoke County, Carolina, because a state worker felt that her homemade lunch did not have enough nutritional value. The state agent who was inspecting lunch boxes decided that her packed lunch, which consisted of a turkey and cheese sandwich, a banana, apple juice, and potato chips, did not meet U.S. Department of Agricultural guidelines. The student's mother told that she received a note from the school about the incident and was charged $1.25. Oh, brother, for the cafeteria tray from which her daughter only ate 3 chicken nuggets. Watch, Watchman comment. She had a better meal to begin with, don't you know? Do you believe this is happening in America? And it's only the beginning, don't you know? Continuing. Obama weighing up to 80% cut in U.S. nukes. Congressional Republicans voted to block the Obama Nation administration from sharply cutting the U.S. nuclear force, calling potential reductions of as much as 80% in the number of deployed weapons reckless lunacy. Watchman comment. Well, here goes that radical Muslim again, trying to leave America defenseless. Is this the change you voted for, the change you need? Well, there's dumb, and then there's dumber. Continuing. Stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant at dire risk of massive new earthquake, scientists warn. Research using data from more than 6,000 recent tremors has found that last March's disaster has reactivated a seismic fault practically beneath the power station. Now scientists are telling Japanese authorities to urgently shore up the damaged reactor in expectation of more massive quakes. Continuing. Nazi police state. Using 911 as an excuse, the New York City NYPD stop and frisk hits all-time high. City police officers stopped and questioned 684,330 people on the street last year. The number of so-called stop and frisks is rising. City police officers stopped and questioned all those people, which was a record number since the NYPD began yearly tallies of the tactic in 2002 and a 14% increase over 2010. It couldn't be determined how many people were just patted down during the encounters. About 12% were arrested or received summonses. My. Do I have to say I told you this was coming to America? Continuing. Chicago called most corrupt city in the nation. A former Chicago alderman turned political science professor, corruption fighter, has found that Chicago is the most corrupt city in the country. Watchman comment, I read that because, is that not where Obama came from? Continuing. It's not just gasoline consumption that's tanking. It's all energy. It's not just gasoline consumption that's declining. Petroleum and electricity consumption are also dropping. Is that indicative of economic growth? I don't think so. Watchman comment. No, it's indicative that the last days and times 666, and I could say I told you so on that one too, can I? Continuing. TSA agents in Dallas, Texas singled out female passengers to undergo screening in a body scanner. According to complaints filed by several women who said they felt the screeners intentionally targeted them to view their bodies. One woman who flew out of Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport several months ago said a female agent sent her through a body scanner three times after the agent commented on her cute body. Watchman comment. It's a desirable job for lesbians and queers, don't you know? Think of that the next time you decide to fly and you are groped or you are disrobed by one of those naked body scanners. Maybe you'll consider going by train or bus or something. Continuing. Could the next generation live to be 150? Technologies today could allow the next generation to live that long, 150. But how far should scientists go to allow people to live that long? Some aging experts believe scientific breakthroughs will mean babies born today will live more than 100 years easily. Scientists are making huge advances in the lab, growing new organs from adult human stem cells, creating body parts with 3D printers, and using gene therapy to successfully treat diseases like blindness and leukemia. And that's not all. Doctors have already doubled the lifespan of, guess what? A worm. Watch my comment. Playing God, my oh my. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Elie Wiesel criticizes Romney for keeping mum on Mormon posthumous baptism of Jews. Wiesel's comments came after Mormon church leaders apologized to the family of the Holocaust survivor and Jewish rights advocate Simon Wiesenthal after his parents were posthumously baptized, a controversial ritual that Mormons believe allows deceased people away to the afterlife but offends members of many other religions. Watchman comment. My, oh my, of course that's offensive. Now, do you believe me? Mormons are satanic. as there is no biblical reference to baptizing the dead. In fact, the Bible clearly states, Luke chapter 16, verse 26, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Watchman comment. Now, there's a little old English in that, but you can understand that you can't go from one side of that gulf to the other. No, no, no. The Bible clearly teaches one must be saved before death, and that's the true truth. Amen. Continuing. New gender detection technique. Gift or curse for girls in India. Researchers in South Korea have developed a blood test that can determine the sex of a fetus as early as 5 weeks, but not everyone may be gung-ho about the discovery, fearing it might be misused for sex selection in South Asian countries, such as India, where boys are prized over girls. Watchman comment. This is just another 666 population control method, especially in the areas like India. It will lead to a higher number of abortion. U.S. Planned Parenthood baby killers will love this one, won't they? Continuing. U.S. military told to prepare for Iran ops. That means operations. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta believes that Israel could attack Iran in an April to June time frame, and there apparently has been a decision made for the U.S. to help in an assault on the radical Islamic nation's nuclear facilities. The Pentagon has begun preparations for a number of operational plans and counter-operations, with a February 22nd due date for submitting the plans. There also is a request for identifying U.S. forces by 1 March with a through date of October. Continuing. Media matters tied to MoveOn.org and Acorn. One of the single largest donors to the embattled Media Matters for America is a controversial far-left clearinghouse that funds groups such as MoveOn.org and Acorn and a litany of anti-war organizations. The organization in question, the Tides Foundation, is funded in part by someone most of you know very well, billionaire George Soros, himself a prominent Media Matters donor. Continuing. Reminder. We have a usurper as president whose worldview is one also of transforming America into a Marxist communist regime. From the beginning, the signs were everywhere that we had a tyrant for a president. Don't forget that Obama and Michelle were supportive of anti-American events and flag-burning events and stated publicly before Obama was elected how they hated America. In fact, Michelle said once she only started to love America after Obama was elected. Continuing, unions threaten and intimidate American workers. Too often, American workers are intentionally kept ignorant of their civil rights and subjected to threats and intimidation when they speak out against their unions, support for political activities and candidates. Aided by USA President Barack Hussein Obama's executive orders and recent court cases weakening worker choice protections, unions can get around workers' rights by inaccurately categorizing expenditures as representational and not political expenses, according to a new congressional report released. Continuing. 2012. It's now here, and it's going to be a watershed year for America. From a major presidential election as well as all U.S. House seats and a third of the Senate to governors and state houses, things are going to be heated and charged. The last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing. Pharmacy on a chip gets closer. The futuristic idea that microchips could be implanted under a patient's skin to control the release of drugs has taken another step forward. U.S. scientists have been testing just such a device on women with a bone-wasting disease, osteoporosis. The chip was inserted in their waist and can be activated by remote control. Watchman comment, but of course, they are now smart enough not to put it on the forehead or the back of the hand, at least not yet. That is, pretty soon they'll be bold enough, and that's where they're going to put it. Continuing. Pennsylvania. Tens of thousands of crows invade Pennsylvania borough, terrorize residents. California, Pennsylvania. California borough residents said tens of thousands of crows had invaded their neighborhoods, leaving behind a mess every night. It's really bad. It keeps us up at night, one woman said. They go to the bathroom everywhere. Our cars are just destroyed, said Jen Sasko. Watchman comment, another last days, end time sign. My, oh my. The march to Armageddon goes on and on, continuing. The false mainstream news is reporting the number of people seeking unemployment benefits fell to the lowest point in almost 4 years, the latest signal that the job market is steadily improving. Watchman comment, this is a lie. The job market is worse than ever. They are not counting all those who can no longer get unemployment. And they cannot find work. They're still unemployed. Also, I understand they don't count the ones that are unemployment, so figure that one out. Continuing. Obama wants to restore U.S. funding for UNESCO after it let Palestine in as a member. The Obama administration's attempt to circumvent U.S. law that bans funding for any U.N. agency that admits Palestine will send a disastrous message that the U.N. bodies will continue receiving American money irrespective of their actions, a top Republican lawmaker is warning. Watchman comment, just one more, abomination, abomination. Once a Muslim, always a Muslim. Continuing. U.K. prison becomes breeding ground for next generation of radical Muslims. In some cases, inmates were being persuaded to carry out suicide missions within days of entering prison. One inmate sent to Belmarsh Prison on reprimand was persuaded to undertake a martyrdom mission within 72 hours after arriving. The unnamed individual was housed 3 cells away from the radical Jamaican-born preacher Abdullah Al-Fazal, who convinced him to become a suicide bomber within 3 days. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and live call-ins as the program finishes. Dear friends, please take the time to write me this week, and when you do, please pray about including a WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water, love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep signs on the air. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. Yahweh will get it here, won't he? Sure he will. Small offerings add up together to sponsor one program, as tonight's program was sponsored. And you will be blessed by helping to keep signs on the earth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Just write, signs spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. New York, abbreviate that just N-Y, zip 13797, USA. That address repeats in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. And today's world is getting pretty unfree, is it not? Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Well, my friends, when the Antichrist arrives on the scene, and it may not be long now, he will wear out the saints of the Most High and change times, perhaps even to establishing a new era and laws or religion, i.e. the path to truth or God. My. The enemy Satan, who inspires this end times figure, has worked hard to persuade humanity that there have been many doors to God or truth. In fact, they all led to his darkness, deception, and ultimate condemnation. But in the end, Satan's Antichrist will actually claim that he is the one true door and pathway to God. Don't you know? And you should know if you know your Bible. And if you don't know, you better start reading your Bible so you know your Bible. This will be the ultimate blasphemy and the last deception. For Christ Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. John 10:9. This door to salvation, the Lord Jesus, is still open to everyone. There is still time for Y-O-U. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
And I'm going to come and rapture you out of here.
Glory.
One of these days we're going out, because Jesus said he was going to do all these things.
Amen.
Remember, this is Brother Evans, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Evans. I pray they listened. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times last days you live in right now. No, you won't, I guarantee. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. Are you? I hope you are. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in, frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you calculate your time, this coming Wednesday night for a fresh program many are saying is loud and clear. And, my friends, for more daily news in text form, like you heard on tonight's program, be sure to go to my website, signsradio.com, all one word, no spaces, signsradio.com.
Yeah, hi, I'm a fairly new listener to your program, and I really like it a lot. It gets better. I put $5 in an anonymous envelope and sent it to you, and then I just got to thinking, I needed to know that you weren't promoting the Jewish people as God's chosen people. I just want to support people that do know that truth. So thank you very much. And like I said, what I've heard, I like. Have a blessed day. Bye.
My dear sister, you seem like a very nice person, but you should know if you have listened that I am a true truth King James Bible believer. That said, since Israel being God's chosen people is in the Bible, you and I both know that that is truth. Amen. From your call, I could not understand which way you believed. My dear sister, it matters only what the Bible says, not what individuals believe. However, I pray you also know that does not automatically make a Jew saved, don't you know? A Jew must be saved just like everyone else by accepting Jesus as Messiah, which most Jews do not. I am glad you like the program, and I truly thank you for your anonymous $5 offering, as it did help keep Signs on the air. Be assured, I listen to the Spirit of the Lord as I produce each program. I'm very sorry, but if I called everyone who asked me to, I would not have time to do the program, and it takes hours of research to produce just one half hour. Not to mention keeping up two websites, internet radio, downloads, podcasting, and other ministries. You should give from your heart, my dear sister, as the Lord leads you. Be ye blessed. Maranatha. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. I make the effort to do the research for you. Will you make just the little effort it takes to write or call to bless me back? Here is the address again, more quickly, so you can check what you wrote before. SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you're listening, it helps keep Signs on the air, and that's the truth. Here's the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight and being with me here on the radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please remember to pray about sending your WOW offering this week. No matter how small, it adds up to keep Signs on the air. Thanks, my friends. Blessings and Maranatha. Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.